This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We know more about Twitter today than we did yesterday. The company has taken the wraps off its plans for an initial stock offering. We know how much money it made last year, or lost, really. We know how much money its CEO makes, and we know how many monthly users the company has. 218 million, give or take. I say give or take because some of them are what are called bots, computer programs that automatically tweet and retweet, no humans required. Problem is that those bots get counted in the user totals, posing a challenge for advertisers and investors who might be considering whether to buy in. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story.
Robots used to be easy to spot. They were metal. They made funny robot sounds. But those carefree days of robot spotting are long gone. Online, on Twitter especially, bots and people look a whole lot alike. Dan Zarella is a social media researcher at HubSpot, which helps companies market online.
At first glance, a lot of these bots can be hard to identify. Like, if you only see one tweet, and it's constructed well, and it's kind of clever, and it's not something that all the other bots are doing, then yeah, it can be hard to tell.
In its IPO filing, Twitter estimates that 7% of its users have the ability to tweet automatically, i.e. could be bots. It estimates less than 5% of its users are false or spam accounts. All this matters because Twitter depends on ad revenue, and advertisers want to reach real people. Zachary Rees-Davis is an analyst at Forrester Research.
Twitter has never been a social network oriented around real-world identity.
I can be on Twitter as at Adrian Hill and at Kai Spoof and at pretty much anybody else.
Unlike Facebook and LinkedIn, with Twitter, a individual person can create as many different accounts as they would like, and many do.
And Twitter counts each one as a separate user. Any uncertainty about who marketers are reaching when they sponsor a tweet is a question that'll likely be repeated and retweeted in the run-up to the IPO. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.